You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Record I also can't recommend enough. We've got Jasmine Mary on the line. We're talking to them about their latest record, I Want to Rock and Roll, which has been described as a noir folk record, and they are coming down to play at Eric's on Crawford Street this Saturday alongside Otepoti legend Kiera Wallace. Alrighty, good morning to you, Jasmine. How are we?
Morena, I'm good. I'm a bit sleepy, but I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a big weekend?
Yeah, we had the first two shows, so Hamilton and Auckland on Saturday, which is, you know, home city show, which is a big high, so I'm feeling a big Monday low.
Oh, it's you know, what must come up must come down.
Exactly.
Are you going through Wellington pretty soon as well?
Yeah, that's so Thursday's Wellington, and then on to Lyttelton, and then come to you guys on Saturday.
Oh my goodness. How do you fare doing all the tour travelling? Do you hold up okay, or do you get pretty raggedy?
I feel like I don't know. The last big one like this was maybe like 2 years ago, and then I think I like glorified it in my mind enough over the next 2 years so that I can do it again. So in my mind, it's really romanticized, but I think it is a little rough.
was that for Dog, your other record?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I like talking to artists who have two first names. Jasmine Mary. It's awesome. The new record, the album name is I Want to Rock and Roll. Do you think you've been successful in that endeavor? Have you rocked and rolled?
Very much so. In all ways. Philosophically, spiritually, emotionally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear. I mean, the cover's pretty rock and roll with you on that motorcycle.
Yes.
It's very, very cool.
We've got some t-shirts with that image on them, actually.
Oh,
at
sick.
At the show.
Do you own that motorcycle? Are you a fan of motorcycles?
I did own a motorcycle. I don't own that motorcycle. That was actually my photographer's friend, who's a collector of motorbikes. But it turns out now that the man that lent me that motorbike for the cover is going to put that image up in the local motorcycle club, which is a big success for me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You're going through all the markets.
Exactly.
Oh my God, that's so awesome. Now, you mentioned that you went through a big tour a couple of years ago. Was that your last time you were in Otepoti, Dunedin, or were you here before then?
I think that was the last time I was there doing music as Jasmine Mary. I'm trying to think. If I've been, I mean, because I come and do, I've done some recording at Sublime, which is not far, but I haven't been to Dunedin in a while.
True.
It's the other end of the island, so I'm excited to come. It's been a while. Yeah.
It's been a while. You know, everyone says,
okay, is it the same? Has it changed?
It's honestly pretty samey. I think you're getting down here at a good time because winter, like the worst of it is just over, I think. Like last week, We were just nonstop frost. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I kind of expect that, though. I'm expecting sort of, you know, gothic buildings and very cold hands.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, and you're very much dressed for the occasion right now as well with that awesome crochet vest.
I'm ready.
Yeah. I'm ready. I've got a bit of a long-winded question, but bear with me. On a recent BFM interview, you said that your art is a way to understand yourself and to be understood, adding that the closer you get to understanding, the further away you get, and that you like to be confused and to confuse people. Going into writing this record, I Want to Rock and Roll, what was confusing you about yourself?
That's a really good question. A really hard question. I don't know I'm not sure the process is super like I have an awareness of what I don't know. I think it's just that I get to make this body of work, and then through sharing that and through talking to people like you, I understand what I was doing. I don't think at the time I actually understand what it is I'm unpacking or that I'm doing at all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This big tangle, and then in the sharing of that, it kind of untangles, if that makes sense.
True, true, true.
Yeah.
Looking back, I guess, do you think there was anything that was confusing you at that time?
I think I'm only in the like immediate reflective time now, because it's only been out for two weeks to a month or something, right? So for me, it's really like I kind of receive it at the same time as everyone else. But, I mean, the same things are always confusing me. Like, I mean, or I'm always finding it's always love and grief, really. And I don't mean necessarily romantic love, but just, yeah, that grief of like watching, you know, it's a hard world to be in. And it's a beautiful world to be in. And I think it's constantly just a trying to navigate that space and figure out what my place is in the world when we're, you know, we're such beautiful creatures, but we're also so fucking ugly at times. And that's probably a big thing that comes through in the music. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So are you a person who would, you know, you finish a body of work, you immediately release it? Is that your kind of your vibe?
Yeah.
Rather than you like sit on something for a year and then release it.
Oh, never, ever, ever sit on it.
Oh,
in fact,
right.
Like I guess the more professional I've got, and I'm on the radio, so you can't see me doing air quotes. But like when I need to follow sort of rules of like, well, you need to wait 3 months, at least 3 to 6 months before you send something. I really struggle with that stuff. Like I really want to just finish it and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've started the next one. Yeah.
Awesome.
I just want to make, you know, I think the waiting a long time starts to get into kind of capitalist, how can I make this succeed more? And that's wonderful if that's what you want to take part in, but that shit makes me super depressed.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I just want to like make and share and then keep making and sharing and then keep making and doing that.
Mm. Massive respect.
I think I'm also impatient. I'm making it sound like a bad quality is a good one. I'm really fucking impatient. Yeah.
No, fair enough. At least you're aware about that. And that same corridor on BFM, that you mentioned that you enjoy delving into visual worlds as well as sonic worlds. You're a performance artist, but in your videos and photos, you are an incredible subject. You really know how to be captivating on camera. Your wardrobe and makeup, exceptional as well. Have these two worlds, the visual and the sonic, been interconnected for as long as you've been practicing them?
Yeah, I think they always have. I think the biggest thing that's changed is I've got more skill, like, and more understanding of how to execute that stuff, and also community. Like, I think, you know, I moved here and didn't know anyone, and it sort of just takes some time to build connections with people that you're even open to working with. And I think that without that, you could have all the vision in the world, and without having trusted people to take the image and collaborate with you on that, it's not going to exist. So I think maybe the community strength for me has gotten stronger, and like the friendships with my collaborators to make that sort of a safe space to be able to execute that imagery. Cause it's like, you know, as much as it's kind of, I don't know, the half naked thing on a motorcycle, like there is an element of being quite safe with someone taking that photo, right?
Yeah.
For it to, yeah. Like, to come across. For me anyway, maybe some people feel like that, but like, and even being brave enough to tell someone an idea that's seemingly ridiculous before it happens and hoping that it works out. So I think maybe all the trust and relationships of, was that my computer?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Oh. God. Yeah, trust. And what the hell?
What the helly?
I don't know what that was.
Mysterious notification. Oh my goodness. No, I think that's really cool to talk to that, you know, you recognize, it's like an ecosystem. It's collaborators help form new perspectives, which help inform your further artistry and stuff. You know, everyone needs to be raised by a village, you know?
Yeah. And when you start, you don't, I don't even know if you know how to ask someone to collaborate, let alone how to do it. Like, yeah, just so much growth that happens, I think, as an artist that's easy to miss.
For sure, man. On the new record, I really love June. I think it's a very, very gorgeous track. You know, the bass of the song is a piano loop with these very gentle drums. And throughout the song, there are a beautiful array of sonic gems, including these very calming violins and this awesome guitar breakdown. Now, you've said that your songwriting is a byproduct of process rather than forethought. Is the same for your composition and your music making?
Yeah.
True.
Do you mean, what do you mean?
I guess is the same true for how you make the instrumentals on the record? As you said before, kind of impatient, instinctual kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's having musicians in the room that I trust, and because I don't have musical training in a formal sense. So for me, it's all like ear stuff. You know, so I'm working with really talented musicians that know how to do those things. So like Cello Forrester and Dave Kahn did the strings on this. And so it's just a matter of us creating an intimate space and me going, maybe this, and maybe this, and maybe this, and yet this, and then them contributing in the same way mm-hmm. and saying, well, what about this one? And then we get there that way, which is a really nice way to do it.
Awesome. So you're sort of directing them.
Yeah. But it is, and you know, it's not necessarily always planned, which is a nice thing. You can kind of let it just happen in the moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Well, yeah, I was wondering about that because I think that track is just so. I mean, the arrangements on June are just incredibly. It's so simple, but it works really, really, really well, and I'm just impressed by someone who can make something like that super fast. You know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about the way we've managed to do that live.
Mm.
We don't have a strings player, but there's some saxophone and flute doing those parts, and I think maybe that's one of the highlights of the live set for me, that song.
Nice. You know, this is kind of a bad comparison. I don't want you to feel weird or anything, but the breakdown kind of reminded me of Kanye's Runaway. You know, I can't listen to Kanye anymore, but that track, I think, will forever be a very special song.
Oh, no, that's high praise. I mean, he's crazy, but he does good music.
unfortunately, yes. You mentioned that you're working on a new record. Are there any sounds in particular that you've played with on I Want to Rock and Roll that you're going to carry on through till the next record?
I'm not sure. And when I say I'm working on it, I mean, I turned 33 the other day and I said, today marks the day that I start.
Mm.
So it was more about intention than anything. Because I'm still, I've just released this one and I'm touring, but it was like, it was a today it begins. So I don't know yet. And I don't even think in 6 months I'll know. I think it's just that same thing of going in and being quite, impulsive and intuitive and seeing what happens. But I think I'm really into like, 60s drum production right now and vocals, and I feel like that's something that I'm just liking, and so I have a curiosity to if that will, you know, come through because I'm just enjoying it.
Fair. I mean if you want to chase that capitalist-y dream that we were chatting on before, you could go more in the kind of Memphis country direction because you pulled it off very well in here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I wanted to make money, which I don't. hey, look, I'm not opposed to getting rich. It's just a bad goal. It might not happen.
Yeah. If it's a byproduct of just being a cool person, then sure. But it's not like going into being rich is kind of sucks. Yeah, for sure. So you're coming down this Saturday. It's very exciting. Are you going to be able to do any things in Otipoti that you have been able to do before? Or are you just going to be in, play show, back to Tamaki?
I think it's quite in, play show, and out. But I met someone the other day, I don't know who and I don't know where, and I can't remember, but what I do remember is they said to me about the taxidermy museum.
Yes, the Animal Attic, yep.
Well, somebody said to me, do you happen to like taxidermy? And I said, are you kidding? Because I've got quite a bit of taxidermy at my house. You know, a couple of, a duck and a rabbit and what have you, of course. And I love taxidermy. And I think I'd love to do that.
True. Well, I think they're talking about either the Museum of Natural Mystery, which I haven't been to. I think there might be something taxidermy there. But I do know there is the Animal Attic at the Otago Museum, which is a room just full of taxidermy animals. You got reptiles, you got mammals, you got insects, you got corals, you got all sorts. There's also a few. There's a lion cub, and there's a couple that are really dark. But there's also a kangaroo that has a huge pair of balls. So it's really funny.
Oh, amazing. I want to go. Yeah, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do when I'm there. I don't know how the band feels about that. I don't know if they know that that's what we're doing in the morning yet, but that's what we'll be doing.
I really wish you enjoy that because it is a real feast for the eyes. It's awesome. But just before you get into that room, there's a room that has a huge whale skeleton. So that's also another thing that I feel, you know.
And I love skeletons, so it's all working out.
Mm-hmm. It's all coming up, Jasmine. Alrighty. Thank you for coming on the program this morning. I really appreciate this chat. Do you have any final words for our viewers? Any lovely words of wisdom for them? For our listeners, not viewers.
For your listeners, come to the show. It's a really long way away for us, and we've worked really hard on the set, and I haven't been to Dunedin in a while. Kira Wallace is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to play music for you, so show up, please.
Please. I couldn't concur more. The show is this Saturday at Eric's. They're playing with Kira Wallace. You can find tickets from Mosh Tick. Starts at 8 p.m. Thank you, Jasmine, for coming through. I really appreciate your time, and I can't wait to see what comes next.
Thank you so much. See you later.
Take care. Alrighty, folks. That was Jasmine Mary. We're talking to them about their latest record, I Want to Rock and Roll, which is out now. We're talking about their process and the fact that they're coming down to Otipoti. Here is June by Jasmine Mary from that new record. We'll have Quizzle Me This at 9:30. Stay tuned.
It's always June when I lose, when I lose. About the cold, maybe I invited something about the death.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.